Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You can drop us an email either, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Declan did just that. Declan, you got in touch. You want to talk about disposable barbecues. Why should they be banned?
Yes, Andrea. Well, just first of all, if I can give some of the background to it. I went to Salterstown Pier. It's near Annagassan in County Louth. I was there on Sunday evening for swims, very popular swimming location. But it's a beautiful location. You're looking across Dundalk Bay at the Cooley Mountains and the Mourne Mountains. And it's a lovely amenity and it's great that people can enjoy it. And I have to say, the vast majority of people do look after it. But anyway, on my way home, there's a number of kind of pull-in lay-by areas. And I noticed that one of them, there was a whole lot of litter strewn about. So I pulled in. And what it was obviously a group of people had had a barbecue. And they'd left all their barbecue trays, the packaging, the plastic meat trays, paper plates, bottles, cans, just strewn about the place. It was an absolute disgrace.
The place looked a state, did it? Ruined.
It did. But so being a citizen that enjoys the environment, I picked it all up and brought it home. Other people. Yeah, well, thank you. So that other people could enjoy it without seeing it unspoiled. But really, the mentality of these people that they think they can leave all this behind and just drive off is just mind-boggling, really.
And I presume it's the little disposable, the little throwaway sort of tinfoil barbecue. Is that what, and suppose everything else then, bags and stuff that goes with it too, Declan?
Well, that's it, really, and that's the point I'd like to make. I think the very fact that people bring these barbecue trays with them, obviously once they use them, there's hot coals in them. It's highly unlikely that they're going to bring them home. They're just going to discard them at that location. And for me, that's a hazard. They could set dunes on fire, gorse fires, forestry. I actually heard anecdotally of a case where there was one left on a beach just with a light covering of sand over it. And a young child stepped on it and badly burned his foot and literally had to be brought to hospital with burns. So the very fact that shops are supplying these, it almost guarantees it's going to be left A, as a waste and litter, and B, as a hazard.
Yeah, and look, the very vast majority of people, to be fair though, that will buy the disposable barbecue, I remember over the years we used to use them, will dispose of them properly. You know, and they will bring their rubbish and their litter and the whole lot. There's always going to be a few though.
I would like to think the majority do, but I have to say I've seen them discarded in numerous locations. And I think part of the problem is people just don't want to risk bringing them home because they literally might think I'll set the boot of my car on fire or something. So, I mean, I'm all for people enjoying a nice rural location or an amenity. But, I mean, like, bring a picnic or something. I think if you want to have a barbecue, by all means, have it in your own garden or something.
Yeah.
I don't see why people have to do it at these scenic locations. I've also seen it where there might be picnic tables at, we have Port Beach near us as well, and there's picnic tables there. But literally, they firstly had holes burnt in them with people putting barbecues on those tables. And another thing, even if they put them in a bin afterwards, if there's a bin, there's always a chance that some of the coals are still hot and they literally set the bin on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. And God knows what else is thrown in on top of it. And I know you can't mention just the young child that you mentioned a few moments ago. And I know you said you'd heard that anecdotally, but is that alleged to have happened at the same place at the Salterstown Pier?
No, not there, because it's not actually a beach there. It's kind of more stony location. That was another location, I believe, on Bettystown Beach.
Okay, so that's the kind of incidents, yeah.
But the fact is, it poses a risk.
Yeah.
So for me, those trays, they're almost certainly going to end up as waste and litter, and they pose a hazard or a risk, a fire risk, or even a risk of somebody getting burned.
Stop selling them, Declan. Is that the upshot of this? You think we shouldn't be selling them at all, then?
Well, I don't see the need to sell them personally, and I think if sale was stopped, we wouldn't have these issues. So that's my problem. But just really on a wider note, look, I think people, you know, amenities are there for everyone to share and enjoy, and people need to appreciate that there's more people coming behind them, and whatever they bring them home with them. And I hear people making excuses saying, "Oh, there was no bin or whatever." No bin is not an excuse at all. If you have brought stuff with you, you're well able to bring it back home again.
I'd love to know what do people, you know, who use the disposable barbecues on a regular basis, what do you do with them when you're, if you're at the beach for an hour or two and maybe you have a barbecue or I don't know, wherever you use them, how do you take them home with you? Do you just put them in the back of the car? Presumably you let the coal cool down first of all. Dave is with us too, Declan, on the line. Dave, you're the chair of a Tidy Towns committee. You're a sea swimmer as well. Do you encounter this much, these issues with disposable barbecues?
Well, yes, it's interesting. And hi Andrea.
How
always
are
good
you?
To talk to you. And hello, Declan. Yeah, our South Beach and Greystones get very heavily impacted in the summer, particularly the nice weekends we've had recently. And I think you're never going to ban these things. I mean, you have to educate people. And we have put up sort of a very colourful, very nicely designed signage to show the amount of time it takes for various items to biodegrade. Like,
that's a good idea.
Sometimes people leave nappies on the beach and, you know, the barbecues are another problem. But then what we did to counteract that was we got big 50-gallon drums with as bins so that when people come back up off the beach, they could, like, they nearly fall over these. So
yeah,
they would put the stuff away. And I remember back in some years back, the beaches were littered after a bank holiday weekend. And it is working with education. People are less likely now, in my view, to just walk away from stuff that they're using on the beach, whatever the litter is. And I think it's down to education and facilities. If you have the facilities there, there's no excuse. And we run a plaza market here during the summer, and it's you see the bins being used, and people, I'm there at the end, and the place is spotless. And we're there, there's a huge impact from the market every Sunday, and people come and they're buying their ice creams, which is great to see. But the place is spotless when they leave. We're flabbergasted normally because all the bins are full, they're filled, but then they're emptied. That's the other key with bins. They're not emptied regularly. They create another black spot of littering. So it is heartening to see if you get the targeting right, where you get people, you educate,
yeah,
you tell them what, you know, I mean, an aluminium tray from a barbecue, if that goes into the sea, that can take, I don't know, 100 years to break down.
And how long does the nappy take that you mentioned? That's a great idea to try and inform and educate people.
How long is it? Sorry, I missed you there, Andrea.
Did you say, sorry, you had photographs of like a baby's nappy up and how long that would take to biodegrade?
Oh, yeah. The sign is lovely. It's lovely and colourful. It's not a sort of point the finger at the public, because most of the public are very aware of our coastline and our facilities. And we have a blue flag beach, which is very hard to got, you know, and we've had it for at least the last 10 years. And we've won it every single year. So that's down to the diligence of people keeping the beaches clean.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, the beaches back in my earlier days would be a total disaster after a bank holiday weekend. Now, not really. And we also have a great program with the TY students and the schools who get involved in coast care. And that's run by Lourdes Scott, who's one of our members on the Tidy Towns Committee. And, you know, this is education again. Young people, you know, I give it a slight adjunct to that. I was passing by Super Value in Greystones, and there was about 50 school children outside on the street, and I was coming back up from the bank, and I said, "Now wait till you see, there'll be litter all over the place." There wasn't one tiny bit
Fair
of litter.
Play to them. No. Yeah, there you go. Text here from a listener who says they create so much smoke, the disposable barbecues. If you're sat beside one of these, your time at the beach is ruined. You're downwind of all this horrible grey smoke. It's absolutely impossible to sit out in it as well. Suggestion here from Tony in Wexford. I don't know what this worked, Declan. Tony suggests, why don't the parks and beaches do like Australia? Build brick barbecue stations in some of these scenic areas for everybody to use. Then you'll have no fires or hazards. Would that work, Declan?
It possibly would. And I suppose if they were provided, people could use them. But I would say we don't currently have them, so... people are using the barbecue trays. So I think until those facilities are provided, people should just avoid using the barbecue trays. It's still the same principle.
George from Skibbereen says, for the disposable barbecue, just pour cold water or pour water on them, then into a bag and bring it home. It's as simple as that, apparently, according to George. Listener says, I love having a barbecue on the beach, but I always take everything and my rubbish home with me. I don't think these things should be banned because that ruins it for everybody. If we better bins or even permanent barbecues that people could use, that might solve the problem. This listener says, I totally agree with Declan. I live near the beach in Wexford and there's always people leaving barbecues behind every single morning. It's outrageous. It's so dangerous. And finally, this listener tells me it's not just in Australia. I was in London and they too have special parks that people are allowed to use barbecues in. And those parks have special bins that you can put the disposable barbecue into afterwards. So it encourages people to clean up after themselves and it stops people setting fires in bins accidentally. Thanks a million, Declan, for getting in touch with us. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Dave there too for getting in contact.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.